Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Super Trendtendo Sega Trend Assist.
When I was dead broke, I could not picture this. Never pictured
happening
this.
To my good friend. That is courtesy of Panoramic View on the Discord. Shout out to you.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Timely. I think that was actually submitted before. That was submitted 2 days ago. So Panoramic View had their ear to the train tracks, had a sense something was coming.
He must have been listening to Cat Williams or something. Cat, we're sorry. You were right about this one thing. This one thing.
So I am Jack, and that is, of course, Brian the Editor.
It's me.
It's a me, Brian the Editor. Filling in for Miles. Miles is back tomorrow on assignment.
He's hunting him down. He's on the trail.
Hunting down Diddy. Yeah.
Just him and Dog the Bounty Hunter just out there in a van.
Says he doesn't believe in GPS. He just has one of the trackers from No Country for Old Men that beeps faster when you get closer to Diddy.
Yeah, with like the red light on it.
Yeah. As Diddy flies overhead.
God damn.
It's not funny. I am Jack. That is Brian, the editor. I think I already said that. The big news story, the bridge collapse, we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow. More cable news's reaction and some of the conspiracy theories. But the other big news story is Diddy's houses were raided by Homeland Security.
Yeah. Like full on with armored vehicles and dudes in fatigues for some reason. And just like very heavy duty operation.
What fatigues do you wear to blend in to the Los Angeles neighborhood of Holmby Hills? Like, do you have to have some statues and fountains drawn into the fatigues to blend in?
Yeah. When I saw the report and they showed, they just really made quite the show of it. And, you know, with my Hotep self, I'm not going to make any claims about why that is, but, well, you could probably,
I don't
guess.
Think you have to be a Hotep to, think that the, Office of Homeland Security might not treat everybody exactly the same.
I just found a little curious that they sent a fucking tank to his house.
So, three different properties in Miami, New York, and Los Angeles were raided in a coordinated raid Reports note that it's, quote, not clear whether Combs was the target of the investigation, but I mean, come on.
Come on. Like, what are we doing here?
I know we're all a little bit, break pumpy after the Kate Middleton thing, but I think we can like look at the tea leaves here and be like, they think Diddy might have done some bad shit. Been,
like, it's so weird. They're trying to be like, you know, have some sort of like, I don't know, journalistic integrity or whatever. Like, throw that shit away. People have been yelling about this for years.
Everybody yelling about Diddy being an abusive monster.
Everybody knew he
monster.
Was a creep. We didn't know it was to this level, maybe.
Sure.
But we all knew this motherfucker was dirty.
Right.
And the dirt that's washing off of this this nasty rag is wild and wide reaching.
Yes. So who all, like, it's different people in the industry. Obviously there was the civil suit that was just launched that was pretty detailed and alleged wild shit. Yeah.
So yeah, I would say that kind of opened the floodgates. Like, there were reports of stuff for decades, literally decades, of like him, you know, violent stuff, sexual assault, all kinds of stuff for decades, you know, way back. You know, first time I heard about him doing something wild was with the gun and J-Lo, like 20 [S2] Right. [S1] Fucking years ago. But this lawsuit had a lot of tea, it's always interesting to me, like, when the little details come out and then you start seeing it, like, you know, this woman had told a story about how when you're like a female protege of his, he likes for you to wear white nail polish for reasons that I will not get into. But she specifically pointed that out. And when you look at pictures of Young Miami and some other female protégés that he's working with, they always have white nails when they're out with him. So I'm like, when you start seeing weird specific details like that, I'm like, that it's just like, oh boy, yeah, this is not looking good. And they're just like, a lot of people implicated, because he's the type to, apparently he has like a server full of, he's got cameras all over his houses. He gets people in compromising situations and records.
Yeah, there's a lot of
everything.
Epstein stuff. Yeah,
this
a lot
is
of
full
Epstein
level stuff, which is, there's just so many people implicated. There's like, you know, and connected, and it's in the same ways that like people are connected to Epstein, where it's like merely knowing the guy isn't damning, but you all of a sudden have eyes on you. He just interacted with a lot of people and he tried to get a lot of people caught up. It seems I'm hearing stuff like crazy stuff about Steve Harvey, about T.D. Jakes,
Prince Harry was implicated,
and William.
But then people were like, wait, this picture that everybody's posting cropped the literal next person in line for King out of the picture. Granted, all right, I am going to be break pumpy, not just with regards to the Royals, but with regards to all of it, that like we don't know.
No, this is all alleged. Early. This is all alleged.
But
it's not.
There's just been a lot of shit.
Good. And yeah, he dipped.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where he is.
It had the other ingredient that the internet fucking loves and social media loves, is when somebody is like on the lam and you can like, there's people like, following, you know, one of his private jets took off for the Caribbean as the houses were being raided, but then
like that hour, the same hour they're being raided, they're that like, shit was in the air and it landed in Antigua. Nobody knows if he was on it, but there was some stuff where the transponder got turned off. He's got two jets, mind you.
Yeah,
he's got two Gulfstreams, but he was spotted in like Miami airport. Also, like, you know, looking kind of stressed. But the point is, he fled. No, and nobody knows where he is. But, yeah, he left.
We don't know that he fled. We do know that he was... So he probably wasn't on that jet, because after it landed, he was seen at a Miami airport looking stressed. So if
that sighting is factual, then he's in Miami. But people are like, see, so he's not running. It's like, he's at an airport.
Well, like, okay, maybe he didn't flee, but motherfuckers are looking for him, and they haven't found him yet. They haven't linked. So we'll just leave it at that. I don't know if he's actually fled the country. I don't know if he's actually running. But Black People Twitter has led me to believe that he is in a white Bronco in the fucking sky right now.
Yeah, you were saying that the memes have just been
the memes are
nonstop.
So wild.
The memes are strong. The internet is paying attention. We don't know where this is going. It does seem like there are a lot of very troubling allegations flying around.
Super troubling.
Yeah. And it seems to be in, you know, the idea that a mogul in the entertainment industry could be doing just really awful things out in kind of plain daylight is, you know, we've known for a while now that that is not out of the realm of possibility, obviously.
Yep.
All right. Misinformates and disinformates are trending.
What's that?
Just
what's this mean?
These are just Trump blaming Joe Biden or some mythical figure named Crooked Joe Budden in his social media post.
Wait, Joe Budden?
Joe Budden, yeah. That was
Shit.
Crooked Joe Budden. He claims disinformates and misinformates all the time. So just, I don't know. It does feel like he's just a different kind of addled, but he does seem to be getting more and more addled. And, I guess it's in keeping with a pattern that we've seen with him where he will go on weeks long benders of just, you know, Twitter rants, and then like it'll quiet down for a little bit. So he just seems to be on one right now.
Well, look, he's stressed. You know, I hear he owes some people some money, I guess.
Oh, is that true? Yeah. two consecutive stories about people who seem stressed for some reason. We're not sure why.
Yeah, he's a little on edge, so.
Yeah. Anyways, just some new words for your vocabulary. Misinformates, disinformates. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about Krispy Kreme donuts. We'll be right back.
My favorite.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back.
We're back.
And this feels like a tectonic shift in America's health is about to take place, and not for the better, because McDonald's will begin selling Krispy Kreme donuts at its fast food locations this year.
Yes!
Phased rollout that will bring the, quote, baked goods to its restaurants nationwide by the end of 2026. I don't know why it's a two-year rollout. It seems fairly simple to be like, you know how Krispy Kreme are everywhere else that food is sold? Well, now they're at McDonald's. But it's a partnership that will bring the glazed, the chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate iced with a cream filling to McDonald's locations each morning. Bad news for my future health, I would say. This is where I'm at with this one.
Yeah. Not much to add here other than I love Krispy Kreme and I do love a little Egg McMuffy. And if I could maybe go through the drive-thru and have them substitute the muffin part with a couple of donuts.
With a couple
of
Krispy Kremes?
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can get that going.
Yeah.
For a nice, sweet little breakfast treat.
Yeah.
To make my teeth vibrate.
That's right. You want your teeth to hurt when you're biting it. That's how you know a sandwich is good.
If my teeth aren't buzzing, then like, what are we doing here?
These teeth aren't buzzing. Don't come knocking. all right. Bibi Netanyahu seems pissed. Bibi. So
that name's US, too cute for him.
I know, but that's how he gets away with it. Same with like Diddy.
The D, the L, the E, the R, it's the diddler.
BB is mad at the U.S. because the U.S. abstained from the UN security resolution vote, but let it go forward. Big change in policy.
I thought you guys were my ride or die.
Yeah. And so obviously, like, it seems like Biden is, you know, at least publicly and rhetorically losing some of the ride or die-ness of his relationship to Israel.
Even Trump said, pack it in.
I know. That's where it's really like Netanyahu has to be like, wait, what the fuck? Like, I could definitely see him being like, Biden. So people are speculating. This is all his plan to be like, and the reason we haven't been able to, you know, get absolute victory in defeating Hamas is because of Biden. But now even Trump has said that he needs to wrap it up, right? Which is
like that sketch on Chappelle's show. Like, he pulled out the little clock.
Yeah.
He gotta wrap that shit up.
It's a bad situation for him and his relationship to the U.S. and hopefully it changes anything at all, but we shall see. He seems to be just digging in more.
Yeah, and his approval ratings are just fucking, they're lower than snake nipples, as we like to say on the show.
Lower than snake nipple, that boy BB. BB does seem like it might have been a nickname that James Carville came up with him.
Huh. Have to look into that.
All right, let's talk about mugshots real quick. Earlier this year, a new law in California went into effect prohibiting agencies from posting most mugshots on social media.
But what if the felon is hot like that one guy?
Right? That's hours of entertainment. One police department in Murrieta, California reacted to this in the stupidest way possible by protesting that law by continuing to post mugshots on social media, but with Lego heads, like Lego minifigure heads, to obscure the suspects' faces. Because who wouldn't want to be publicly ridiculed on the worst day of their life? So they then had to halt that gimmick, not because of a sense of good taste, but because Lego threatened to take legal action. Which prompted,
I love how they never realize this. They're always using copywritten works.
Yeah. The Seal Beach Police Department was like, I guess at Lego doesn't like fun. Cool. Yeah. Lego wants to fucking align themselves with fucking police forces shaming potential victims of police brutality. But yeah, now it seems like they're just going to find a new dehumanizing loophole that won't piss off any Danish toy makers, such as putting it on Facebook, which hasn't outlawed the posting of mugshots. But yeah, I don't know. Mugshots are just like a huge problem right now in the internet age, because they're just made public in a way that reinforces racist stereotypes and regularly ruins people's lives. Yeah.
Certain states, like my family is largely from Georgia.
It is the South, huge
thing in the South. It is in every local, tiny local paper. It's got a whole section. Whoever fucked up, got a DUI, or did a horrible crime, they just, you end up right there in the paper for everyone to see. It's like a town square pillory.
Yeah,
for exactly. Everyone to laugh at you and have their fun.
But they're there forever. And in the case of Facebook, they are being tagged with your information.
You have no say in the matter.
The police love to do it because it makes it seem like they're really busy. That they're solving problems and that the world is a scary place. And then, like, there's also, you know, there will be these comments under the videos that are, or there'll be these comments under the mugshots that are like racist or threatening. And like, sometimes they will publish mugshots of children. In one case, Lee County in Florida published one of a 12-year-old boy that was posted along with a caption containing his home address, and they haven't like taken it down.
Wow.
The system also allows for a scam in which mugshot sites create online databases of mugshots because the mugshots have been made public and the sites supposedly protect the public by warning them against potential criminals. So they're allowed to operate, and then they make money by charging people to have their mugshots removed from the database, which is just blackmail. Like,
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in recent years, there have been some positives with people successfully suing those websites, and some police departments, like in San Francisco, have been halting their policy of publicizing mugshots even before the legislation. But it's, everybody should be doing that. It's fucking horrifying that it's just a thing that can be posted, regardless of, like, what is found, or, you know, like, it's just, all you have to be is suspected enough to be arrested, and then you are forever, you know, on the internet on the worst day of your life, like, after being arrested. And, you know, it's not like the police are biased in any way. Like, all this is proof that the police were suspicious enough of you to arrest you, which is obviously gonna definitely
Or you just had a rough day.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, ban fucking mugshots. Just on the internet, for God's sakes.
Yeah, grant people just the modicum of dignity, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy idea. Thank you so much, Brian the editor, for joining and co-hosting this trending episode.
It's my pleasure.
Where can people find you, follow you?
I'm on Twitter at Brian the editor, but
Brian the editor.
But really, fuck off.
Truly fuck off and don't follow him.
Follow me. There's nothing going on there.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. That is gonna do it for us this afternoon. Back tomorrow with a whole ass episode. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.